This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start this day, we just want to spend a little time with God, hearing from Him and listening to Him. Well, do you know that we're talking all week on the topic of praying for people in our lives? And when you think about it, even the idea that I would pray for someone implies a number of important things. It implies that God is real. It implies that God listens when we pray. It implies that it makes a difference whether I pray or not, that God acts in response to prayer, and that things are different because I prayed. All of these foundational things go into a meaningful prayer time. And so when you pray for people, you have to come with this attitude, I'm not just sort of hoping out loud. I am speaking with the God of the universe who wants to hear and get involved in this situation. Today I want to talk about praying for people that you probably don't normally pray for. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5. Starting in verse 43, he says, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Now, sometimes when we think of enemies, we just think of some foreign power that our nation is at war with. But actually, there can be personal enemies in our lives, can't there? As you think about your life right now, is there someone that you would say, that person is my enemy? There's just such animosity between me and that person. They just hate me. They're out to get me. And I don't really like them either. Maybe you would even say to the point, there's someone who persecutes me in my life. Listen to Jesus. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Let me read the way Luke records it in Luke chapter 6. Jesus says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you." Well, all of these situations sound really quite impossible to us, don't they? Love your enemies? Do good to those who hate you? Bless those who curse you? Have you ever been in a strong conversation with someone and they just hurl out a curse at you? Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Whereas Matthew says, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Well, prayer for people in these kinds of situations makes it 100% clear that Jesus' way of life is opposite to the world's way of life, doesn't it? It's not what's natural to us. Every one of those things we read, we think, how can that happen? How could that be? How could a person live that way? How could a person bless someone who's cursing them? Love an enemy? How could they do good to someone who hates them? How could they pray for someone who abuses them? It seems impossible. Well, it is impossible. And maybe you think of people in your life and you say, I can't do that. There's no way I could respond to people in that way. Well, God wants you to come to that realization. I can't do that. But do you know, He can do that. Don't we see Him doing exactly that in His own life? Don't you remember as they were crucifying Him, He was praying, Father, forgive them. He is able to love His enemies, and He's able to love your enemies. He is able to pray even for people who are abusing you and persecuting you. It doesn't mean you allow them to continue treating you badly. But in spite of that, you can love them. Do you know what praying for someone in that situation does? It pushes hatred and bitterness away. Praying for a person enables you to see them in a different light, to love them even though they are enemies, even though they persecute you, even though they abuse you. You can't do it, but invite Jesus to do it through you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.